Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be concluding the second chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah and beginning the third. Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah in the second chapter, says, Eilu Matarin Ba'achila. The following things are permitted to eat, so not only may we have benefit from them, we can even put them in our mouths. What are they? Chalav Shechalavo Goy V'Yisro Roehu. Milk that was milked by a non-Jew with a Jew watching. V'Hadvash. And honey. V'hadavranios, and clusters of grapes, afal pi sheminatfin, even though they are dripping. Ein behem mishum hechshemashke, and they do not render things susceptible to ritual impurity. Ukvoshin she'ein darkan l'seis l'socha yain v'chometz, and pickled foods, the nature of which is not to put wine or vinegar in them. V'taris she'eino trufa, so yesterday we talked about taris trufa, which is a particular type of fish chopped up. Here is a same fish, but not chopped up. Vitzir sheyeshba daga, and brine that does have fish in it. Again, yesterday we discussed how a particular fish would grow in the brine of kosher species, but not in the brine of unkosher species. So if this fish is present, then you know it's kosher. Va'ala shel chiltis, and the leaf of the chiltis. And again, yesterday we discussed the grains of the chiltis, but the leaf itself one can acquire from non-Jews and eat. Vezesim gluskaos Hamagugalin, and round loaves of olives. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Hashluchin Asurin, the very soft ones are not permitted. Hachagavim Habayim Min Haslula, locusts, some species of locusts are kosher, so if they are brought from the basket, Asurin, those are prohibited. Min Haheftek Mutarin, but those that are brought from the storeroom are permitted. V'chein l'truma, and the same law applies for truma, and we'll see exactly how that works in the Bart Nuro. Speaking of which, let's go immediately to the Bart Nuro. So, milk that was milked by a non-Jew, v'yisro roehu, with a Jew watching him, lav davka roehu, he doesn't actually have to watch him. Elakivan de ikoi chazile, but if he stood up, he could see the non-Jew milking. Avagav de kiyesiv lo chazile, even though that he's sitting, he can't see him. Hanachri arsuse marsis amarhashta koi v'chazili. So the non-Jew, we're not concerned, is going to try any funny stuff because he knows that any second the Jew could stand up and see him. So the Jew has to be in eye shot. He doesn't actually have to be watching, but he has to be able to watch. Now what about the davranios, the clusters of grapes? Ashkola shel anavim, so they're clusters of grapes. Afal pi shehayayin notef mehen, even though grape juice, wine, is dripping from them. Ein behen mishum yayin nesech. There's no concern about libation wine of idolaters. Ve'en behen mishum hechsher mashke shehei muchsher letuma. And we're not concerned that this liquid will be able to render things susceptible to ritual impurity. The stamen l'achila v'lo nichalei b'mashke hanotef mehen. Because they're just intended for eating, so the liquid that's dripping from them is not of benefit for them. And in order to render things susceptible to impurity, it has to be that they are wet with the owner's desire. It has to be something that he particularly wants. So ala shel chiltis, the leaf of the chiltis, the holo mafsaku la basakin. So it's not cut with the knife. The problem yesterday with getting the grains was that it's particularly spicy and the knife is greasy, and here it doesn't need to be cut with a knife, so it's not a problem to get it from our non-Jewish neighbors. Now when it comes to olives, hashluchin asurin, Rabbi Yossi says that the very soft ones are forbidden. Imnis rachachu hazesim kol kach achik shalokeach hazayis biyado agrinsh besocho mishtalach venofo me'olav. If it's so soft that when you pick it up, the seed just falls out, the pit of the olive drops to the ground all by itself, asurin, then these olives are prohibited. We cannot get them from non-Jews. Why? Demachmas hayayin is rachachu, because they would be softened using wine. So since wine is prohibited, we're concerned that these olives were softened using non-Jewish wine. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Now one may not get locusts min haslula from the basket. Min hasal shlifnei hachinvani. That's a basket that's in front of the shopkeeper. So the things that are ready to sell, that's where he puts them. Asurim, those are prohibited. Shemezalef alehen yayin kedeshi yisrachaku, because he sprinkles them with wine in order that they should soften, so make them nice for the customers. However, min haheftek, from the storeroom, mimukam shekonsin shotzarim osam sham ze al ze. So that's the storeroom where everything's piled up. Mutarin, those are permitted. because he doesn't sprinkle wine on them, until he places them in front of him to sell. So that wouldn't be good for the stuff that's staying in stock. That's only a sales technique. V'chein l'truma, and the same rule applies to truma. So how does this law about what's in the basket versus what's in the storeroom apply when it comes to truma? V'chein kohen hachashud limkor truma l'shem chulin. This is the case when it comes to a kohen who we suspect may sell truma, which can only be eaten by a kohen, as chulin, normal food that anyone could eat. So he wants to get a wider market, get a better price. It's all about supply and demand. So kol hanimsa lafan of aser, anything that's in front of him, that's which out for sale is prohibited. Shema trumahi, because maybe it's truma. Of a haba min haotzer, but that which is in the storeroom, motor, that's permitted. There are sources mirses, dilma shamai rabbanan v'yafkiru kol haotzer. Because he's not going to pull any funny stuff with his supplies, because he's worried that the rabbis will hear about it, and they will declare his entire stock hefker, so he's going to lose everything. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. That is the end of Perek Beis. Let us now immediately begin the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Kol hatzlamim asurim, all figures are forbidden, b'mnei sheheim nevadim pam achas b'shana, because they are worshipped once a year. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. B'chachamim omrim, but the sages say, Eino asur, kol sheyesh biyado makel o tzipor o kadur. The Chachamim say that the only figures that are prohibited for us to have benefit from are those that have in their hands either a staff or a bird or a sphere. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kol sheyesh biyado davar. If it has anything in its hand, it's prohibited for us to get benefit. And let us look in the Bar Neuro. Kol hatzlamim asurim. All figures are prohibited. Bahana, for us to get benefit from. Sheheim nevadim pam achas b'shana, because Rabbi Meir says they're worshipped once a year. The afal gav, the ikatuva, she'enon el alinoi, ve'enon nevadim, even though there are many, the majority of figures are only made for decorations and they're not worshipped, Rabbi Meir l'taimei, the chayish l'miyuta. Rabbi Meir is consistent with his general principle, which is that he's concerned about the minority. We had this previously when we talked about the calves for Avodah Zarah that were used to make cheese. And Rabbi Meir said all the cheese is prohibited because of these calves, even though they only accounted for the minority of cheese-making animals. Same thing here, he's concerned about the minority of figures which might be served as idols. And if it has one of these things in its hand, kol sheyesh biyado, tahani vaday nevadin heim. And if it has one of these things, then it's definitely worshipped. V'hosifu alehem b'braisa, and in addition to the things that our Mishnah says, the braisa adds, cherev, a sword, ve'atara, a crown, ve'tabas, and a ring, v'halacha kechachamim, and the halacha does follow the opinion of the sages. V'ein asurin, elekesha omdim al pesach hamedina, and the figure of this nature is only prohibited when it stands on the entryway to some state or country. U'bekfar m'she'ein darkan la'asos tsuros lenoi, and in the villages where the nature is not to make such figures for decorations, divrei hakol asur, and then everyone agrees that such figures are prohibited, vafilu embiyado davar, even if it doesn't have anything in its hand. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.